with the disclosure that Zoom is a financial supporter of NPR. We have been hearing a lot about Zoom bombing. You're on a video conference call on the popular app when a gatecrasher posts offensive videos or images. It's a problem, especially for groups that have to make their meetings public. NPR's Shannon Bond has the story.
Camp Hill is a cozy little community of 7,500 people near Harrisburg, Pennsylvania. Pretty much everyone knows each other. But like many places across the country, Camp Hill is on lockdown. So last week, the president of its borough council, Lee Twyford, held an online town hall on Zoom.
We just wanted to get the word out to our residents that we're here, we're open, you know, the doors are locked, but we're still working. Here are phone numbers that you can call if you need help. You know, if you're looking to volunteer, here's how you can do that. It was kind of just a way to communicate with our borough because we haven't been able to.
But things went off the rails.
I was reading a report and I looked up at my screen from the report I was reading and there was porn on the screen.
Camp Hill was Zoom bombed. Twyford tried to kick the intruders out.
What happened was as I tried to push people out of the meeting, they would figure out legitimate names of people that, you know, were really residents of our town. And so they'd sign back in under that name. So I didn't know who was a real person and who wasn't a real person.
Twyford had planned to take questions at the end of the town hall. Instead, she shut it down. Her experience isn't unique. Zoom has become really popular because it's so easy to use. School classes, AA meetings, and religious gatherings have moved onto Zoom. And so have harassers. That's creating a particular problem for public officials who are trying to keep important services running and their citizens informed during this crisis. Susan Bisewitz is Lieutenant Governor of Connecticut.
And I just can't tell you how frustrating it's been to try to talk to people about how they apply for unemployment benefits or small business assistance and have all of this other extraneous stuff going on.
Stuff like racist, sexist, and homophobic comments. Zoom says it condemns these attacks. It's changed the default settings, so people need a password to join a meeting, and new participants are kept in a virtual waiting room until the host lets them in. Hosts can also turn off screen sharing, so other participants can't hijack the meeting. But those who need to hold public meetings are struggling to figure out how to let people participate without becoming targets. Sunshine laws in many states say local governments have to make meetings public and open for comment, like Michigan's Open Meetings Act.
We honor every piece of that Open Meetings Act in terms of we do not get together without announcing it in advance and discuss how we're going to vote on things. That is meant to be done in the light of day.
David Anderson is the mayor of Kalamazoo. A city commission meeting there was Zoom bombed in March. Of course, offline public forums can also be disrupted. But Anderson says there's more accountability when people have to stand up and give their names. He's concerned about any online platform where people can be anonymous. Now he's working with the city attorney to figure out how to hold public meetings while keeping online trolls away.
Can we, for example, collect recorded messages in advance and then see whether appropriate to play or not? Does it really have to be live in real time?
He hopes to have an answer before Kalamazoo's next meeting later this month. Shannon Bond, NPR News, San Francisco.